Hey everyone, welcome to April 28th's Pray Today. We have spent 9 days now talking about the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22. I want to read it with you one more time, and I'll have you say it out loud with me if you've been memorizing it. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I think he may have listed one of the hardest ones very last for us. He saved the best for last, didn't he? No, love was the best. It's the first one. And then he ends it with self-control. And I think when we think of self-control, obviously it's controlling ourselves. And boy, there are a lot of situations that it's hard to control ourselves. And for different people, there are different situations that it's harder to control ourselves. So I want to maybe list through a few of these times that people struggle having self-control. And I want you to ask yourself, well, is that me? Obviously, when we're tempted, there is a need for self-control. When we're tempted to sin, when we're in the heat of the moment, when we're in a difficult conversation, when we're in an argument, or someone is angry at us, or when we're angry at someone else, I want to remind you that we may not always be able to control others, but we can always control ourselves, our reactions. Maybe when it comes to finances, you need to work on self-control. Some people, they just tend to swipe that card or make knee-jerk decisions, quick decisions. I know for me, I have found that when I make quick decisions without seeking God, they're usually the wrong decision. I usually end up regretting it. I think what it boils down to when it comes to self-control is developing wisdom. And we know that wisdom comes from God. The Bible tells us that we can ask for wisdom and God will give us wisdom. But I think the key to this when it comes to self-control, when I think of self-control, most of the time lack of self-control comes from making quick decisions, doing things based on oftentimes our emotions instead of based on what God may want for us. So I want to encourage you again to think of these areas of your life that maybe you don't have self-control. Maybe it's with a habit. Maybe it's with drinking. Maybe it's with something that you just struggle with controlling a healthy limit of doing something. And I want to encourage you in those instances of struggling with self-control that you practice the pause. That you pause and that you seek God. If you feel that self-control is lacking or could be lacking very soon, I believe God will honor it if you simply pause and pray. Let's do that now together. Father, I just want to come to you today and knowing that we all struggle with self-control in some area, whether that's a habit that we have or something that's good that we just do too much of, whether that's how we react in certain situations, whether that's temptations we give into, how we're pressured into things by others and we struggle with self-control, whatever it is, Lord, if it's not so clear to us where we struggle with self-control, would your Holy Spirit just remind us, the counselor, would it remind us so we can then address it? Lord, for many of us, we know where we struggle with self-control. And I just ask God that in this moment, we would ask you, Lord, would you help me have control in this area of my life? God, I don't want it to stay this way. I want to be more like you. And I recognize and I admit and I repent. I turn from this area that I'm lacking self-control. God, would you give me what you need? I will do my part. I commit to you that I will work on this area of self-control in my life. God, thank you for having so much grace and mercy with me. And you understand that, Lord, I'm going to continue to make mistakes in my life. I'm going to continue to sin. But Lord, I want those times to be less and less because because I want to honor you. I want to grow closer to you. I want to remove any barrier that might get between you and me and our relationship together. Thank you for being such a gracious, forgiving God. And I praise you today.